2012 still show the global temperature above the long-term average for the 27th consecutive year. 2012 is ranked amongst the 10 warmest years on record, despite the La Nina, which affected the beginning of the year, which had some cooling effect. But on the overall, the result is that the 2012 still remains one of the top 10 warmest years. On the other hand, we also continue to record alarming decline of the sea ice in the Arctic Ocean, which now we recorded a new record in September 2012, breaking the former record in 2007 by 18% reduction. And also, we have noted the extreme weather and climate event, such as the tropical cyclone Sandy, which hit the United States and Caribbean, as well as tropical cyclone Bofa, who caused 1,000 deaths in Philippines, and also a major drought in United States, Mexico, and Eastern Europe, and also extreme precipitation, which induced some flooding in West Africa, killing hundreds of people and affecting several infrastructure. And also in Pakistan, for the third year, we have noted extreme floodings in Pakistan. And also there have been other extreme heat waves in Australia, in Europe, and Northern Africa, where new temperature records have been recorded.
You have seen there is sustained warming of the lower atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Should this be cause for alarm?
Sustained warming in the lower atmosphere means that the greenhouse gas concentration, which has been increasing for long term now, is still working, and the warming is still there, and it's reality. Despite some cooling effect of La Nina from year to year, or eruption of volcanic activity, which also try to lower the temperature, but despite all these variations that occur naturally, we still continue to observe the temperature increasing. And also, in fact, the 2012 temperature does not differ very much from the record in 2010, only by 0.1 degrees centigrade. So we are still in the top level of warming.
Now, you did mention quite a number of extreme weather events during 2012. Would you say the events in 2012 were of a greater magnitude compared to other years?
Some yes, some not. We are still restructuring our database of extreme events with United Nations partners and organizations. In fact, it's very difficult to have standard statistics on the trends and variability of extreme events. But in terms of the intensity, yes, we have, for example, recorded some extreme events which have not happened at all, and some others which have happened 50 years ago. So the magnitude is clearly indicated for droughts, for heat waves, and for extreme precipitations. For instance, if you take Pakistan, this is the third year where Pakistan records flooding. West Africa is also one of the worst flooding that West Africa has recorded in the recent years. So, yes, it's difficult to have comparison in the past, but we are noticing that extreme events are increasing in intensity in some cases, like heat waves and precipitation.
What would you say is the cause of the melting of the Arctic sea ice?
The melting of sea ice is clearly linked to increasing temperature globally, and especially in that part of the world. Actually, the northern part of the northern hemisphere is one of the areas which record the most intensive warming, more than 5 degrees centigrade in some years. Therefore, this has a direct impact on the snow melt. And when you have this ice melting, it means that sunlight go directly to the ocean, which again warms up, and then there is positive feedback whereby the warming is increasing, and also has an impact on the sea level by thermal expansion of the ocean and so forth. So this is why the Arctic Sea is a direct sign of climate change, but also an alarming signal, which not only affects the area of the sea ice, but also it has a global influence on weather and climate patterns.